kunodaba osolofakwe isicelo sakwenkantolo ephakeme ukuthi babhekisise lomthetho ohambisana nokunikezwa kwabantu ukuhlala nobuzwe balapho e-South Africa, kakhulu kulaba abele Zimbabwe abanikezwa igunya lokuhlala lapho kusukusela ngo-2010 abazinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili kusukela ekuqaleni. Lolu daba isicelo sesifakiwe enkantolo ephakeme sokumelelwe ukuthi uhulumeni kakhulukazi ungqongqoshe wezangaphakathi kube uyena ophendulayo ukuthi uyasiphikisa lesi sicelo kumbe uyakumelana naso.
Manje nxa sikhangela imithetho ye-South Africa iyakuvumela yini lokho?
Umthetho ogunyaza ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya ukuthi anikeze lawo malungelo awukuvumi lokho, ngoba uyagunyaza ungqongqoshe ukuthi lawo malungelo sengawapha abantu aphinde awahotise anikeze abantu abakhethekile kumbe angabanikezi ashiye abanye ngaphandle. Ngokunjalo lowo mthetho wona kahle awukuvumeli lokho.
Kahle kahle ngobani abahambisa lolu daba emthethwandaba njalo bakhangelele ukuthi kusiya expire ama-permit abo ngo-December, udaba lolu lungaba selungenile na emthethwandaba?
Empeleni asazi ukuthi bawobani labo, ngoba asikawuboni kahle lamaphepha ahanjisiweyo enkantolo ephakeme ukuthi sithole ukuthi kunabantu abangayo abayibona bakhalazela lezo sikhalazo. Esikwaziyo ukuthi obamele kungu-advocate Chitando, kanti-ke angicabangi ukuthi babhekelele ukuthi kuyade kusiyofika isikhathi sokuphela kwama-permit akhona ngalesi sikhathi aphele ekupheleni kukadisemba walonyaka. Kusukela ekugcineni lukadisemba nalonyaka kukhona okuzobe sekwenzakela, kodwa bazitshela ukuthi uma uhulumeni kumbe ungqongqoshe wezangaphakathi engazange engeze kumbe aphinde avuselele la ma-permit, kusho khona ukuthi uma kulo daba lusenkantolo ngeke besaphinde ngeke baphume kuleli zwe, udaba lwabo lize luphele enkantolo.